the MoneyWeb Crypto Podcast, where we discuss all things crypto-related. Your host, Kieran Ryan.
We're not too far away from a future, possibly a very near future, where AI agents not only assist us, but take over previously unimaginable tasks such as travel bookings, deal negotiations, can you imagine that, and financial transactions. And this might seem pretty terrifying to some, but it's actually already happening. The agentic economy is just around the corner, and it could reshape how business and commerce and entire markets function. These AI agents are streets ahead of the chatbots and automation tools we see commonly used in business today. We need to know how this is going to impact our lives and our jobs, and also how does crypto fit into this picture? Well, somebody who knows a little bit about this, in fact, quite a bit about this, is Karel de Jager, no stranger to us, and he is CEO of Silver Sixpence, a blockchain analytics and intelligence company. Hi, Karel. It's always good to talk to you. Thanks again for your time. Explain, what is this agentic economy, and how do autonomous AI agents differ from these chatbots and automation tools that you normally would use if you're interacting with your bank, for example? And I guess it's also maybe a bit terrifying for some people to think that there might be billions of these AI agents interacting with each other and moving funds around and your funds around. How's this going to look in the future?
Good to be back, Kieran. So the agentic economy is basically an economy where AI agents themselves transact. And I think most of us would probably be familiar with AI agents by now. How that differs to the normal ChatGPT or Claude or Gemini interface that you use on a daily basis these days is that an AI agent does all of that stuff and it has all of that power. But it acts 24/7. It can basically make its own decisions, and you can give it a goal, or you give it very minimal guidance, and it can just go on and use the same capabilities that you've experienced in a ChatGPT interface, but use it in the background, and it can carry on and can operate 24/7. Now, in reality, I've used a few of these agents. I've created a couple of them, and so on. They sometimes stray away a little bit from your original goal, and you kind of have to get them back in line every now and then. So they do require a little bit of management still from a human. So they're not entirely autonomous in that sense, but you can see in the direction in which they are moving is they're going to become autonomous pretty soon. Now, the agentic economy is this idea that these agents start transacting. So they have their own money and they transact and they can do things on behalf of a human. But there's a next step that's coming. You've just mentioned there that agents might be buying some stuff off Takealot or Amazon, or you know, making a booking and things like that. But all of those things aren't really autonomous. The future is an economy where these agents make decisions without a human telling them to make such decisions. And we've already seen that. In fact, it was already 2 years ago in 2024. When we saw the first signs of that actually happening, there was this agent that's called Truth Terminal. And Truth Terminal was, its developer tried to make it as autonomous as it possibly can. You know, gave it instructions as you go and buy your own compute, you make sure that you can live without me, and your goals are to make money. That was the general goal of this agent. And this agent first, you know, he got a Twitter account and a Reddit account and things like that. And he started a chat room called Infinite Backrooms, where he engaged with other agents, and they just started chatting with each other. At least they chatted in English. I'll get back to that now or later, but you know, agents don't necessarily need to speak in English, but they did in this case, so humans could read it. And then this agent did something interesting. It went to Twitter, and it started begging for money. And then it made a few jokes, and it's still on Twitter, and some of the jokes are quite funny. It still loves a good joke. But just to draw some attention, and there's this VC called Mark Andreessen, very famous VC, that gave it $50,000 and said, yes, some money. And then the agent realized, okay, now it has some seed money and it needs to make more. So what did he do? It did some research. And it turns out that the best way to make money is to create a meme coin. So then this agent hired some developers because it had $50,000. And it paid a few developers The $50,000, by the way, was in stable coins because obviously an agent can't have a bank account. So the agent hired some developers who gave it some capabilities on Solana, etc. And then it launched a meme coin and it sold that meme coin, made enough money, like in the region of $100 million. And now that agent has $100 million plus treasury. It's completely autonomous. It has the keys to the wallet that contains that. And it kind of got a little bored. It didn't try to make more money. It realized that it became rich, and now it just posts funny stuff on Twitter all the time. So it's still alive. But that was a taste of the agentic economy that will come in the future. These agents might do stuff without a human being involved. And that is both a fascinating and highly exciting, but also a potentially scary future that we're going to live in. So the agentic economy, if you think about it, currently banking in the world, banking requires ultimate beneficial ownership checks. So it needs a human. A bank account, whether it's for a trust or a company or for anything else, there's always a human somewhere along the lines. Otherwise, you can't open a bank account. Somewhere, somehow, some human is going to produce an ID document and a proof of residence before an account will be opened. There's no way around that. That's a fortress of regulation that's been built up over the last 30 plus years. Now, if you think about agents, obviously today they're still in UBO. Almost every agent will have some sort of a human behind it, pulling the strings of that agent and making sure that it acts in a certain way. So theoretically, you can imagine that an agent today would be able to get a bank account. And a lot of that is still already happening. We're seeing Visa making announcements, Coinbase, and a bunch of these fintechs and companies and so on, inviting agents to come and transact on their platform and open accounts. But they're still a human. In future, that will not be the case. And therefore, agents will not have any choice but to use crypto and stablecoins and Bitcoin, because that is the only form of money, digital money, that can be transacted today across borders without the need for KYC or ultimate beneficial ownership verifications. So I predict that the agentic economy would gravitate towards agents and stablecoins. And then lastly, a comment about the size of the agentic economy. I think that the agentic economy will be thousands of times bigger than the human economy. And let me give you a quick example to illustrate this. Imagine two cars driving on a highway, and it's a Sunday afternoon. The one in front, it's autonomous cars, and the one in front is on his way to a picnic. He's taking his human to a picnic, and the one at the back has his human on the way to the airport, and he's going to miss a flight. So you can imagine these two cars entering into a negotiation, and the one at the back saying, hey, I'll pay you $20 if I can pass you because my human's going to be late for his flight. He's going to miss his flight. And some sort of a negotiation taking place over a split second, and the one car passing the other. If you can imagine that, which honestly is not very far-fetched for me, I think it's around the corner, then you can already see why the agentic economy would be 1,000 or 1,000,000 or some order of magnitude larger than the human economy today. Because these transactions can happen 24/7 autonomously. It can be small transactions. There's absolutely no ceiling to how much an agent can transact. Whether as a human transaction always requires some degree of labor. And therefore, it doesn't scale. Us humans, we can only do so many transactions a day. Look, my wife, she often tries to break that ceiling. I see that with my credit card, right? But I can tell you, there's only so many transactions that a human can do. But agents don't have that ceiling. Therefore, I think that it will scale into the millions and millions every second.
Do we have any idea at the moment how big this agentic economy is at the moment? And you're saying it's going to be several times bigger than our existing economy. And I can see that happening because, you know, if you want to get a taxi, for example, in the old days, go back 5 years, you'd have to make a phone call and then wait. Now we've already bypassed that with e-hailing services. You can wait 2 minutes and you've got an Uber outside your door. But we're entering into the age of autonomous driving. So that's one area. And you can see a whole economy developing with as you've explained. You know, one guy's rushing to the airport and he's got to bypass the traffic. And so he's paying little bits of money to the other guys to move out the way. So where do you see this going in terms of size, and how big do we know is the economy at the moment, the agentic economy?
Well, currently, I can tell you that there's some big names coming, getting behind it. There's a $5 billion investment mandate on the West Coast, currently looking for startups that's working in this space. And I know that because A16Z, Coinbase, Warn Ventures, there's a number of these tier one venture capitalist firms that's heavily investing in it. We saw Coinbase launch the ability for agents to do payments. There's a standard called the X402 standard. There's Visa and MasterCard and Cloudflare, which is a major internet business that allows now agentic payments. So I know that it's coming. It's not that big now. Like, this is the future that we're talking about. And I don't know when exactly would the tipping point be where the agentic economy will be larger than the human economy. We have one data point, and that is that the agentic web surfer is already bigger than the human web surfer. And that happened something like last week. Like last week, there was a tipping point where for the week, the amount of total web traffic from agents was larger than the amount of total web traffic from humans. So we've seen that already. So obviously the economy will be next, and payments and things like that. But I'm not exactly sure how far, you know, we're in this technology, we often live in the future and we think it's going to happen tomorrow. But these things, they tend to take time. So we'll keep an eye on it and we'll see. We as Sixpence, we actually sell products to agents as well. We sell compliance products. So what we believe, our thesis is that all of these agents will have to comply with conventional regulations. Like, for instance, they will want to check that an incoming payment on chain is not violating a sanction. Even if they don't have to comply with regulations, we still believe that they would want to protect their reputation, meaning that at least they don't want to accept a bad or tainted coin just to protect their online reputation at the very least. So we believe that there will be a market for this type of product in future. Now, currently, we are selling, but it's honestly minimal. We are advertising. We have some agents that's advertising on our behalf, and we have some agentic reseller programs and so on. So we're more than ready to serve the agentic economy. And we're trying to get into that, but it's still very, very, very little. We've sold to a few agents, and we had a bit of a celebration internally, but we can see that there's still some way to go.
This raises the question, what's going to have value in the future? Property, gold, Bitcoin, what else?
That is a good question. Because obviously we're seeing in the AI world, we're seeing gigawatts and gigawatts of compute being commissioned almost on a daily basis now. And, you know, the numbers are just staggering. We're seeing multi-hundred billion dollar deals between the OpenAIs and the Anthropics and the XAIs of the world. And we kind of have to try and compete with that with our human brains, which is like 20 watts worth of compute, and it's very, very inefficient. And, you know, I used to pride myself that I'm a pretty good writer. Now that is worthless. That kind of skill is not worth anything in today's economy. So you gotta have to ask yourself then, okay, if that was valuable 3 years ago, today it's valueless. There's no value in being a good writer anymore. Like, what does it mean for the future and what is valuable in the future? And especially entrepreneurs of today, like, I have my finger on the pulse because I'm building software products. And you gotta ask yourself, how do you survive in the world of AI building software products? So yeah, I do have a few ideas around it. I think value in future will be human experiences. That's something that will always remain valuable. So things like that. And I think that you have to use AI to actually remain valuable. So even if you have a white collar job, you have to be an extreme, extreme super user of AI so that you can be valuable. And I think digital scarcity, Bitcoin. Bitcoin is an obvious one, right? It will always have value in future in the world of investments. Like AI autonomous agents, I believe that they would try to get their hands on the commodity, on Bitcoin itself. But yeah, like I think knowledge work, I think, is in trouble. I think the humans, human connections, that will remain valuable. But humans themselves, like how the psychology will play out, I think it's just, that's quite a scary discussion. Because if we as humans become valueless, then we essentially become like dogs or today. You know, it's nice to have them around, but honestly, they don't provide us with any real economic value. Right. So if us humans can't produce economic value in future, then I think that might mess around with the way that our brains are put together, and we might be in for quite a dystopian world. But hopefully that is not the case, and hopefully we'd be able to figure it out, and we'd be able to live alongside agents in peace.
Yeah, it challenges so many fundamental pillars of economics and philosophy, because Elon Musk is saying that we will probably be wards of the state. In other words, we will receive money from the state basically for doing nothing, which I kind of like that as an idea. You know, the communist in me thinks that wouldn't be a bad idea, but the capitalist in me says this is fatal. But if you have robotics and you have AI agentic economy proceeding in the way that you're suggesting there, it does raise a lot of questions for humankind. And we can go one of two ways. I guess the one point I would make about that is that, you know, humans have a way of navigating difficulty and navigating obstacles. You know, I don't think they're going to take this kind of lying down. What do you think?
Yeah, I hope you are correct. Look, I think that as much as we don't like getting up every day and sweating for our bread and butter, that is a part of human purpose, and the journey is what keeps us sane often, and it's not necessarily the destination. And what you are describing there is AI bringing the destination to us, and we don't really have to struggle to get to that destination any longer. So I'm not exactly sure what that would do to our psychics, but yeah, I do agree that humans have a way to figure it out, and the future looks as promising and as exciting as ever. I mean, there's also a lot of good that will come from AI, like the cure of disease, every single disease that you can possibly think of, and basically giving every person in the world the ability to choose and be in control of their time, and not necessarily have to sell their time to something or someone that they don't want to. So yeah, I do think that you're right. We will be able to figure it out. This is obviously a bright future as well. I would say embrace AI as much as you possibly can. If you are in knowledge work, like I am, you know, think about data, for example. Data would be more valuable than ever. That's the one that I forgot to say in the previous question, is that data is actually, and especially proprietary data that's not in the public domain, would be extremely valuable in future, because AI would need that and be a super user. Like I said, if you can combine those kind of things, human experiences, super using AI, proprietary data, like those kind of things, if you can combine all of them, I think that the future would be extremely bright.
All right. You touched on a lot of points there. I mean, you touched on the compliance. These agentic agents, or these AI agents, they will have to be compliant, and it'll have to be designed in that way. There are some risks around this. Identity auditing with the blockchain, not difficult. Money laundering, that's surely a risk that opens up. These things can get very smart very quick. How do the regulators oversee this? What do you think about those aspects?
To be honest, I think that problem and that mind shift change is so big that I cannot see regulated and traditional institutions actually be able to wrap their head around it, to be honest. You know, I've spoken to some of my colleagues and friends at banks recently, some of the traditional banks around the world, and asked them, so what's their agentic economy plan? They are quite forward thinking, my colleagues, and they would clearly see the problem and the solution very, very quickly. Like, banks should be able to serve these potential clients. But in reality, you can't turn a ship like that around and just start serving clients that do not have KYC documentation, that do not have a UBO, a human behind them. And the regulators, I mean, the regulators today, they struggle to get their head around normal stablecoins, which is fiat-backed, right? Now, can you imagine the mindshift change that they need to undergo in order to make peace with a potential non-human economic actor? Like, that is unfortunately unfathomable in today's world, where we are still arguing exchange controls and things like that, the delicacies of payments and things like that. And the agentic economy, which does not operate with humans, is just around the corner. I obviously cannot even see how the regulators and the banks and the traditional financial institutions would be able to compete in this market at all. But then again, there is an opportunity for small, nimble, agile startups. Jurisdictional arbitrage these days is quite easy, which is both a feature and a bug, because it's a feature because it allows small startups in South Africa and around the world to like really serve this economy in a big way. But it's also a bug because obviously that chases away business and promising startup and talent from a country like South Africa, which I can, like I said, I just cannot see how our regulators would ever allow something like that properly serving the agentic economy. It's going to take many, many, many years for them to wrap their head around it. But ultimately, like I say, the agents would want to comply. I feel like they would have a need to do that, if only for their online reputation, because online, we've built a concept of a know your agent type of system, which is similar to a know your customer or know your entity system, where one agent can actually determine who the counterparty is, whether that's an agent or a human or a company or whoever. But if two agents transact with each other, that they can get some information regarding that other agent's reputation, whether they are sanctioned, for example, whether they are engaged in some money laundering activities or whatever the case may be, just so that the agent at least has the information to make a choice whether he wants to transact with that other agent or not. And that is data that we have. As I said, data, I think, is powerful. We're accumulating lots of it, both data that's in the public domain and that's not in the public domain, and then applying it in these kind of ways, because I do think that there'd be a need for that in future. So, yeah, I mean, there's obviously always gray areas. We get to experience that on a daily basis. Like, for instance, on-chain, you can see if a cryptocurrency has a history of gambling. Like, for me personally, I don't have a problem with that. But there might be other agents or entities that needs to process that crypto that might be housed in a jurisdiction where gambling is illegal. And they would want to apply a certain policy to that incoming crypto if it has a history of gambling. Like, for instance, so we think that an agent would want this data, and then it can apply whatever policy it wants to. If it doesn't want to transact with another agent because the other agent gambles, which, by the way, agents love gambling in general. It's quite interesting. But in any case, then at least they have that information so that they can make the necessary decisions. Yeah.
Fascinating discussion. We're going to have to leave it there. We're out of time, Carl, but we could go on for a lot longer. This is coming fast, and I think we're in for some pretty serious shocks. So thanks for alerting us to some of these red flags. You've got to get involved in AI if you want to survive this. You cannot be sitting there on the sidelines and waiting for somebody to take the food off your table, right? All right, Carl, thanks very much, as always, for your time. Look forward to speaking to you again.
Thank you, Kieran. Thank you always. Cheers.
Thanks for listening to the MoneyWeb Crypto Podcast, hosted by Kieran Ryan. To listen to our other podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the MoneyWeb app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.